local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday after a weekend of violence and protests across the country and here at home. Lots to talk about, and we'll talk with you as well at 343-0106 on this first day of hurricane season as well. More from Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center, perfect start to the morning so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. Airport Dolphin, Spring Hill at 65 looks good. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no problems at all. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Okay, we're going to keep this quick.
Because at Blaze Pizza,
artisanal quality at crazy fast speed is what we're all about.
Fresh dough made from scratch daily.
Walk the line and choose any toppings you'd like.
It's all one price.
Then it's just 180 seconds in our blazing hot oven
for fast bar perfection.
That's Blaze Pizza. Sound good?
Then come check us out and build your own pizza at Blaze Pizza.
Open now at Legacy Village in Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
6.07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Nationwide protests continued across the country and here at home in Mobile, also turning violent in many places across the country, and arrests made here at home in Mobile. Gunshots fired, windows broken out, and tear gas having to be used against protesters that were trying to get on I-10. We'll fill in all the details in just a second. Also, in about 2.5-3 hours north of us in Birmingham, it was like this last night.
On camera. We're getting attacked.
Nobody!
Oh my God! That's our Madison under.
That's a little bit of what was happening last night while the AL.com team that was up there covering the protest in Birmingham were standing by with cameras when a reporter that actually used to be here in Mobile was standing there, I guess, getting ready to go live or was already live. Stephen Quinn was hit over the head with a bottle and then had his wallet taken, and then goes straight into a fist fight nearby between protesters and maybe the other person, I don't know, could have been another protester. I don't know, somebody just wasn't a uniformed police officer.
Right. Yeah, not sure if he was part of the team that was harassed there. That was, and he actually, I would say, was jumped. If you look at the video,
saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of that over the weekend in different places. It's not this idea of, you know, even just regular fisticuffs. It's mobs of people jumping one person, beating down people. We've now had deaths from this. We've had serious injury from this, as in a lot of places, not everywhere, but a lot of places, the protests have gone from the protest each night into, as you get later, I don't know if it's the same folks or different groups and elements come in, it turns into violence, it turns into rioting and looting.
And protests in at least 140 cities over the weekend, and officials in at least 21 states have now activated the National Guard. So what we've seen go down in Mobile and in Birmingham last night, just two of the many, many scenes around the country where this is happening.
Yeah, we're going to fill in the details of what happened just last night right here close to our studios at Airport and 65. Also, what local leaders are saying and what is expected for tonight and going forward. Oh, yeah, and at the same time, with that going on. It is hurricane season, day one of this season. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that at 6:35. And we're still dealing with a pandemic out there. The fight against COVID-19 and the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, Sean, we're now over 1,837,000 total positive cases of coronavirus in America and over 106,000 deaths. Yesterday, 20,350 new cases added and 638 deaths added yesterday after 1,015 on Saturday and 1,212 on Friday. Some good news coming in testing. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, they track the number of national tests up until 3 p.m. every day. And yesterday, 441,000 tests were reported nationally. The third time in 4 days that over 400,000 have been tested, and now nearing 17 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, 17,952 confirmed positive cases in the state. 630 have died from COVID-19, and over 221,000 tests have been administered. Yesterday, 27 new hospitalizations in the state. There have been 1,853 since March 13th, and 27 yesterday, 8 on Saturday, and 40 hospitalizations on Friday. 355 new cases added yesterday. The 7-day average for new cases is at a peak now of 481 per day, and the 2-week average is also at a high of 421 cases per day. In Alabama yesterday, 6,431 test results were added. Over the last week, 10.3% of the test results have been positive, and 9.5% have been positive over the last 2 weeks. Those averages have been on the rise, on a steady rise since the beginning of the month. Also yesterday, 12 deaths reported in the state after 8 on Saturday and 19 on Friday. The 7-day average of daily deaths is 11 per day, while the 2-week average is 10 per day. Locally, 2,239 positive cases in Mobile County with 116 deaths. There were 115 new cases added since Friday and 4 deaths over the weekend. In Baldwin County, 290 positive cases with 9 deaths, 9 new cases and no new deaths in Baldwin County over the weekend. 70 positive cases in Washington County, where 6 have died. In Clark County, 144 positive cases with 2 deaths. Monroe County has 40 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia County has 63 cases of coronavirus with 3 deaths. Choctaw County, 153 cases with 8 deaths. Kanaka, 41 cases and 1 death. And in Wilcox County, 148 cases now with 7 deaths.
Dalton, there with the numbers, coronavirus and the fight against coronavirus. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, like I said, Dr. Bill will join us here on this first day of hurricane season. We'll talk about that thing that has everybody, you know, the tropical activity coming through Central America. There was one spaghetti model that showed it coming up to the northern Gulf of Mexico. We'll see his take on that coming up in a little bit. I want to say here, too, and I mentioned this on the Twitter feed last night, how proud I was as a Mobilian of how MPD conducted themselves. You know, you see around the country here, mayors that have acquiesced, I think, responsibility and just let looting and rioting go. Just kind of putting some corners on it, putting like saying, okay, you can't go over here or here, but you can destroy these buildings and riot inside this area, or at least standing their police forces back. MPD yesterday, there during the protest, right, that started yesterday afternoon, rightful and peaceful protest that then turned into violent protest later on in the evening. I want to say that to have Chief Batiste, Mayor Stimson as well, go there to Mardi Gras Park. But I watched Chief Batiste. I want to play some audio here from it in just a second. To walk down and stand, right there with folks that were protesting and hear their, their issues, talk with them one-on-one. Couldn't have been prouder of all the officers with MPD and the police chief yesterday. Even with, the situation that seemed to, get some attention, get some national attention with the tear gas. And tear gas fired twice yesterday here in Mobile, down at I-10, where you would come off Water Street to get on I-10, and then right across the street here from our studios by the Babies for Us and that complex there that's in the northwest quadrant of the Airport 65 interchange. That's been a long time, if ever. I can remember tear gas fired twice in one day in the city of Mobile. Watching the officers conducted themselves quite well yesterday, and to have the police chief stand there and talk to folks face to face, I think goes a long, long way. There's a story from last night on WKRG, and it's got some of that audio I was just talking about.
News 5's Dana Winter was there as those city leaders face some tough questions and harsh criticisms.
Where were you going to show up after the
came down,
come down here right now to support Chief Patrice.
Mobile's mayor and police chief both facing some tense moments at Sunday's protest.
Listen, if you want an answer, you got to listen. You got to be willing to listen. It's not what you saw and what you know, it's what you can prove. And can you prove that it was the intent of that officer?
Yes. He was smiling, bro.
No, you see him smiling.
That's impossible for anybody to know everything. And if you think that's going to happen, you have an unrealistic expectation.
I don't believe nothing is impossible. I feel like...
I suggest that you can run for office then.
Mayor Stimson, shortly after making a quick exit, followed by a crowd as his car sped away. Chief Batiste staying out a little longer, answering questions about his department's integrity.
I'm going to take these stars off my collar one day. And when I take these stars off my collar, people will recognize me for the person that I am, not necessarily just because of stars that I had on my collar.
The chief encouraging all protesters to go home as night fell, saying people can plan another protest on another day if needed. Reporting in Mobile, I'm Dana Winter for WKRG News 5.
All right, so a little bit of what I was watching yesterday. And getting your reactions now on the text line. We'll talk about those coming up. Text line's open at 343-0106. Free to text us at 343-0106. Also coming up in sports.
In sports, we had a NASCAR race yesterday, another one. I think five in the last 15 days. And Major League Baseball Players Association has made a counterproposal to the owners. We might see baseball this coming summer.
All right, headlines on the way from WKRG and sports all coming up.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. Protests on Airport Boulevard in Mobile shut down the roadway for several hours last night. Shots were fired during those protests. Windows were broken at the Lowe's store on the I-65 Beltline, and someone tried to set a fire at the Staples office supply store in the same area. Demonstrations in downtown Mobile were peaceful most of Sunday afternoon, but tensions escalated when demonstrators clashed with police officers as protesters tried to get on the entrance ramp to Interstate 10. Officers fired tear gas into the crowd. The coronavirus pandemic is forcing Alabama state officials to rethink how they set up hurricane shelters. The director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency said the state is making plans now. He said the state will likely open more shelters to accommodate social distancing. The Atlantic hurricane season officially begins today. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Hey, talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape and businesses opening back up. What can y'all do to help them get things cleaned up around those businesses and get people in that front door?
Well, like you said, we can start with just a cleanup and maybe just a tweak in the design to kind of get people excited about coming through the front door and freshen up the look of the building. But we don't really stop there either. We really kind of take an approach towards how efficient is the maintenance going to be and an eye towards ongoing maintenance and care. So we really have a strong background, as you know, in maintenance. So we take a look at from there as well.
We know the exterior of our business is a reflection on what we do, so it's more important than ever to make sure we're inviting people in and we got a place that looks great.
Exactly, and we're here to help them with that.
All right, tell us how to get in touch with y'all and get these services right away.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
620 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski took the lead with a lap remaining to win at Bristol Motor Speedway last night, his second win in the last week. Keselowski took the lead when race leaders Joey Logano and Chase Elliott wrecked while battling for first place.
They touch.
A little bump and run there from Chase Elliott. They're up and in the wall. Here comes Keselowski.
Wow.
And Kyle Busch. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Chase just sent it in there, got loose, took them both out.
Keselowski held on for the victory and is now the first driver to win multiple races in the five cup events since NASCAR resumed on May 17th. Logano finished 21st, Elliott 22nd, and Logano blamed Elliott for the wreck after the race.
Oh, he wrecked me. I mean, he got loose underneath me. The part that's frustrating is afterwards a simple apology, like be a man, come up to someone and say, hey, like, my bad.
Keselowski acknowledged he needed some luck to pull off the win.
Oh, my goodness. I think everybody on this Discount Tire Ford Mustang team is going to go to Vegas. Is it open yet? Because things have been going our way from the luck of the draw and the qualifying to, you know, the last few laps there.
Clint Bowyer was second for his best finish in a year. Seven-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson finished third, followed by Kyle Busch and Eric Jones. Tonight, the Xfinity Series will race at Bristol in the Cheddar's 300. Next for the Cup Series, the top racers will head to Atlanta for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 on Sunday. The Major League Baseball Players Association sent their first counter-proposal to Major League Baseball on Sunday afternoon. The owners wanted 82 games, while the players' counter-proposal calls for 114 regular season games and an ending to the regular season by October 31st. The players would also receive a salary advance during spring training worth $100 million for expenses. It allows the MLB to have 2 years of expanded playoffs from 10 to 14. The MLBPA also asked for players who qualified as, quote, high risk to opt out and still be paid and receive major league service. The union remains steadfast that players should receive their full prorated salaries, while MLB's plan included significant pay cuts that affected the highest paid players the most but covered all levels. The MLB is expected to comment on the players' proposal later this week. In downtown Atlanta, the College Football Hall of Fame is boarded up and assessing damage from a destructive weekend of protests. The facility's most valuable trophies and artifacts were moved to a secure facility in case additional trouble breaks out. The hall's chief executive officer, Kimberly Bodine, said that the extensive glass facade of the nearly 95,000 square foot building was shattered on Friday night. Rioters also broke into the street-level gift shop and stole merchandise. The Hall of Fame opened a new $68.5 million facility in Atlanta in 2014, taking a prime spot adjacent to the Georgia World Congress Center and right across the street from Centennial Olympic Park. That area became the epicenter of Atlanta's protests over Floyd's death. Thousands of people jammed the streets, clashing with police and damaging businesses this weekend. The Hall of Fame had been making plans to reopen after shutting down in mid-March because of the coronavirus pandemic. Bodine said those plans likely will be pushed back because of the time needed to make repairs. 624, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process. An event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Accident-free conditions so far as you traffic now across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Ford, and again all the way to Loxley and I-10's been a good start. From Saraland to the 1065 split, no delays. Loaded CBD in Orange Beach on Vernita Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, pain, or seizures, they may be able to help. Find them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5, 70 now. Getting started, heading for high in the 90s. Details coming up with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. He's about 10 minutes away. Look at the headlines out there. Just unreal over the weekend. And so much to talk about here in protests around the country that turned into riots and looting. And just a matter of fact, looting going on and rioting. Almost just like a shift change. Come on in and, you know, where you see businesses that have had the glass broken out and then they put the plywood up and then the looters knock the plywood out and go right back in to take more things. Yeah, just heartbreaking for our nation. Here's one of those headlines that really stuck with me. And this number's bounced around. I've seen it as low as 40. I've seen it as high as 62. This story right here puts it at 50. So we'll just thereabouts. It says more than 50 Secret Service agents were injured in clashes outside the White House.
Unbelievable.
Secret Service agents are bad A's, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're not like you and I. I mean, there may be some people that are listening that are at that level of toughness, but men or women, Secret Service agents are, they're good at standing their ground.
Right.
Okay, we should put it, I mean, they're there for a reason. They got injured? Holy cow.
Yeah, and the images from last night, just amazing. You see pictures of the White House with, it seemed, every single light in the house off. And right. Apparently the president was in the bunker at some point last night. But as the Capitol burns around them with the rioting and the looting, the White House's lights off. Just a stark image
from last night. You're right. It's extremely chilling and maybe places the significance of what's going on in people's mind, plus the St. John's Church being burned there. We'll have lots to talk about. I'll go to news headlines now, and then Dr. Bill's on the way.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Protests on Airport Boulevard in Mobile shut down the roadway for several hours last night. Shots were fired during those protests. Windows were broken at the Lowe's store on the I-65 Beltline, and someone tried to set a fire at the Staples office supply store in the same area. Demonstrations in downtown Mobile were peaceful most of Sunday afternoon, but tensions escalated when demonstrators clashed with police officers as protesters tried to get on the entrance ramp to Interstate 10. Officers fired tear gas into the crowd. The coronavirus pandemic is forcing Alabama state officials to rethink how they set up hurricane shelters. The director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency said the state is making plans now. He said the state will likely open more shelters to accommodate social distancing. The Atlantic hurricane season officially begins today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes
prizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
DJ K-Dub checking in, previously on the Fine Bomb Show.
Commissioner Greg Sankey joining us.
We have this idea of kickoff Labor Day weekend, but we have a greater purpose, which is to make sure we protect the health and well-being of our participants. How do we think about bringing people back to activities? And that means, while I have hard dates, the circumstances of this virus are going to cause us continually think, learn, and potentially adapt.
The Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Special report, protests across America. The entire Washington, D.C. National Guard is being called in to help with the response to protests outside the White House and elsewhere in the nation's capital. Overnight in the District of Columbia, our Bob Costantini was there.
Protesters set a large fire here at the back end of Lafayette Park, the part away from the White House. Eventually, they tried to set fire to a building, it seems, and now the U.S. Park Police are trying to clear Lafayette Park and seem to be using tear gas.
Apparently inspired by the looting, police are investigating an apparent attempted robbery early this morning at a Wells Fargo branch outlet in Philadelphia. Police say a suspect drove a pickup truck into the wall of the bank, crashing through it. Unclear whether any money was taken. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. NASA could save as much as $86 million per astronaut with the successful mission of the innovative new SpaceX Crew Dragon to bring two Americans to the International Space Station. NASA's astronauts have had to buy seats and train in Russia on that country's Soyuz spacecraft since 2011. The launch also marks the first time that a commercial aerospace company has carried humans into Earth's orbit. According to an Upwork survey, 56% of hiring managers think the transition to working from home has gone better than expected, and a third say productivity's increased. Almost two-thirds plan to offer more remote work going forward. The coronavirus mixed its blessings and curses on the market, with Domino's Pizza enjoying a gain of 5.5% on the day as pizza deliveries continue to skyrocket under stay-at-home orders, while department store chain Nordstrom lost 11% after reporting a wider-than-expected loss due to pandemic closures. The Dow was off 17 points, NASDAQ gained 121, and the S&P added 14, futures lower. That's your money now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. By the way, a pretty weekend. Enjoyed it. I enjoyed the sun. It was nice and a little drier. Eric actually was, well, cool-ish. What was that, Saturday night into Sunday?
Yeah. You know, we got up to 90 yesterday, but with the low humidity, it wasn't that bad. We had looked for at least a few thunderstorms on Saturday. That did not materialize, so it turned out pretty good for the weekend. And the big high-pressure system now that gave us the good weather this weekend is going to hold certainly through today. But then over the next few days, we start to get a flow of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. what that will mean will be some afternoon thunderstorm activity through the week. Today looks for mostly sunny skies, we'll call it today, but we could get as high as 92 this afternoon. Tonight, clouds roll in, and temperatures will be in the 70s, around 72 for the low tonight. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies and with a decent chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. And the high tomorrow will be in the mid-80s. As for the rest of the week, Wednesday will be well into the 80s with some afternoon thunderstorms. Same thing for Thursday and also for Friday. And as we get up to the weekend, it looks like we've got some showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for Saturday and a good chance for rainfall activity on Sunday. The second half of the week is very much dependent on what's going on in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. We had the remnants of what was a tropical system in the Pacific Ocean, which was called Amanda. It has moved into the mountains of Central America and has broken up and into a scattered thunderstorm activity, but it is now drifting into the Yucatan Peninsula and the Gulf of Campeche, which is just to the west of Yucatan. And it looks like it has a fairly decent chance to develop back into a tropical system. That means it could be a depression or a possible tropical storm or more. And it's going to take a few days, but we're going to watch it very carefully. And if it does develop, it would be in the second half of the week. And where it goes from there, we don't know because it hasn't even formed yet. Once it does develop, then we'll have a better idea where it might go.
All right. So this is, if it's impacting some area around here, it's something that would happen in this, what, by the weekend? Or
most likely the weekend. But the presence of that system over the Gulf of Campeche, while it organizes, is going to spread a lot of clouds up into our area and a lot more moisture. So as we get into the rest of the week, we'll see more and more of those afternoon thunderstorms, and particularly get into Friday and Saturday. Again, we don't. Once we get a developed system there, something gets organized, and get a better idea where it might go.
All right, Dr. Bill, and on this first day officially now of hurricane season, lay out the stats for season 2020.
Yeah, it looks like an active season. We've talked about this, that we could have anywhere from 15 to 19 named storms, and the normal is around 12. Again, we don't know where they're going to go, but it certainly will be active across the Atlantic Basin. And by the way, of course, we ended May yesterday. We ended up with 5.56 inches of rain, which is above normal. 0.42 above normal. We got a lot of rain for the last couple of weeks that added to that total, but still for the year we're more than 7 inches of rain below normal.
All right, Dr. Bill, we got lots to talk about here at home and in the tropics, and we'll be checking back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. 6:38, we'll check in with Chad Petrie from News 5 next.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Good morning for the loaded CBD traffic center. State troopers are working in action. I-10 westbound exit 4 off the exit ramp. Also, you see Mobile Police Department are clear with no delays across Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, Malbus, and Loxley looking good. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, we have you covered. And always free estimates, too. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Welcome to Mo's!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Mo's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Mo's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along and good to check in with our friend Chad Petrie from News 5, who is live at Mardi Gras Park right now. That was the official meeting place for the protest yesterday, I guess, and also Cathedral Square. Chad joins us now. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, they had a long loop, Sean, really, starting at Mardi Gras Park for most of them. And one of the things that our reporters were noticing yesterday, even though a lot of people started at Mardi Gras Park, it was a sort of protest crowd that people were just getting out of their cars and joining as they went along. So it wasn't necessarily the epicenter or starting point at Mardi Gras Park. It sort of attracted more people like a magnet as they went through their route.
You know, the part of the story that, you know, the protest was called a peaceful protest. And then what was it, about 4:45, 5 o'clock-ish in there somewhere where protesters tried to, I guess, use the on-ramp to go get on I-10. That's when the tear gas was deployed.
Right. That's when things really ratcheted up to a tense couple of moments. Mobile police using, like you said, tear gas to try to get them to disperse. Because really the worst-case scenario in this is if a large group of people get on an interstate, stand on an interstate, that could lead to serious injuries or death. One of the other things that one of our photographers caught was a woman using a baseball bat to smash I believe a passenger window on a Mobile police cruiser. Now, as far as we know, this person has not been identified nor arrested, but we're told that Mobile police are interested in locating whoever did that.
We all got pretty good video of that. I mean, I'm no forensic expert here, but I could slow it down frame by frame. I mean, it's pretty good video of that.
Yeah, arguably, Mobile police will probably be able to figure out whoever that is in the video or have a pretty good idea.
And so that was the maybe the peak of the unrest in downtown, and then it seemed that it moved westward, and there were issues here at Airport and 65.
Yeah, I think if you were to isolate this to just the downtown protest, organizers for Mobile for Us were saying that calling it an incredible protest, and they thanked the community for the support. What happened on Airport later in the evening was probably something nobody wanted to see, and we're not exactly sure how that was spurred in the first place.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was wondering. While it seems like there's talk of social media being involved in this, I know on the Walmart story, Walmart shutting down there on the Beltline because they said a Facebook threat out there. Is there any word out there that people are organizing through any kind of social media platform, go here next, go here next?
As far as I know, we've seen a couple of Facebook event posts for protests in Baldwin County. One looks like it's going to materialize Wednesday afternoon in Bay Minette. There may be a second one, but it looks like most people are going with the one that'll be happening early in the afternoon in Bay Minette. This is a different organizers, different group. This is not Mobile for Us, but a different group in Baldwin County that wants to have a protest.
Any words so far if today, this afternoon, this evening, there'll be protest again for Mobile?
You know, I haven't seen anything. Mobile for Us just made their post late Sunday night saying that they were happy with the march, but we're not entirely clear about what may be next if there's another thing planned. I'm not aware of one, but there certainly might be one in the works.
There we go. We'll check back with you soon, Chad. As always, we appreciate your reporting and you coming on the show with us.
Thanks, man. Have a good morning.
You too. Chad Petrie from News 5 checking in from Mardi Gras Park downtown. 6:45, news headlines next.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Protests on Airport Boulevard in Mobile shut down the roadway for several hours last night. Shots were fired during those protests. Windows were broken at the Lowe's store on the I-65 Beltline, and someone tried to set a fire at the Staples office supply store in the same area. Demonstrations in downtown Mobile were peaceful most of Sunday afternoon, but tensions escalated when demonstrators clashed with police officers as protesters tried to get on the entrance ramp to Interstate 10. Officers fired tear gas into the crowd. The coronavirus pandemic is forcing Alabama state officials to rethink how they set up hurricane shelters. The director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency said the state is making plans now. He said the state will likely open more shelters to accommodate social distancing. The Atlantic hurricane season officially begins today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You know, these days, delivery is the new norm. And to that point, I saw a mobile tire service the other day. Speaking of which, I got Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire, on the phone. 2U Tire brings a tire store to you. Scott, now how does this work?
We have a huge Sprinter van with a European tire changer, balancer, precision balance tools, a flat repair station, and tire pressure sensors all on board.
Oh, that's cool. So you bring the tires with you?
Yes. Instead of selling someone whatever we have in stock, we work with our clients to determine the exact tire to fit their needs and their expectations, then bring the tires with us to install. For fleets, that means on the job site or possibly after the vehicles get back at the end of the day.
That's so important for business owners and fleet managers, especially right now. So how can folks get in touch with you?
We can be reached at 251-415-5500 or logging on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's great to hear the creativity here and that you're doing so well helping out folks along the Gulf Coast. Y'all stay safe and we're going to check back with you again real soon.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski took the lead at Bristol Motor Speedway last night with a lap remaining to win, his second win in the last week. Keselowski took the lead when race leaders Joey Logano and Chase Elliott wrecked while battling for first place.
They touch.
A little bump and run there from Chase Elliott. They're up and in the wall. Here comes Keselowski.
Wow.
And Kyle Busch. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Chase just sent it in there, got loose, took them both out.
Keselowski held on for the victory and is now the first driver to win multiple races in the five cup events since NASCAR resumed on May 17th. Logano finished 21st, Elliott 22nd, and Logano blamed Elliott for the wreck after the race.
Oh, he wrecked me. I mean, he got loose underneath me. The part that's frustrating is afterwards a simple apology, like be a man, come up to someone and say, hey, like my bad.
Keselowski acknowledged that he needed some luck to pull off the win.
Oh my goodness. I think everybody on this Discount Tire Ford Mustang team is going to go to Vegas. Is it open yet? Because things have been going our way from the luck of the draw and the qualifying to, you know, the last few laps there.
Clint Bowyer came in second for his best finish in a year. Seven-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson finished third, followed by Kyle Busch and Eric Jones. Tonight, the Xfinity Series will race at Bristol in the Cheddar's 300. And next up for the Cup Series, the top racers will head to Atlanta for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 on Sunday. The Major League Baseball Players Association sent their first counter-proposal to Major League Baseball on Sunday afternoon. The owners wanted 82 games in the regular season, while the players' counter-proposal calls for 114 games and an ending to the regular season by October 31st. The players would also receive a salary advance during spring training camp worth $100 million for expenses. It allows the MLB to have 2 years of expanded playoffs from 10 teams to 14. The MLBPA also asked for players who qualified as, quote, high risk to opt out and still be paid and receive Major League service. The union remains steadfast that players should receive their full prorated salaries, while MLB's plan included significant pay cuts that affected the highest paid players the most but covered all levels. The MLB is expected to comment on the players' proposal later this week. In downtown Atlanta, the College Football Hall of Fame is boarded up and assessing damage from a destructive weekend of protests. The facility's most valuable trophies and artifacts were moved to a secure facility in case additional trouble breaks out. The hall's chief executive officer, Kimberly Bodine, said that the extensive glass facade of the nearly 95,000-square-foot building was shattered on Friday night. Rioters also broke into the street-level gift shop and stole merchandise. The Hall of Fame opened a new $68.5 million facility in Atlanta in 2014, taking a prime spot adjacent to the Georgia World Congress Center and right across the street from Centennial Olympic Park. That area became the epicenter of Atlanta's protests over the weekend. Thousands of people jammed the streets, clashing with police and damaging businesses. The Hall of Fame had been making plans to reopen after shutting down in mid-March because of the coronavirus pandemic. Bodine said that those plans will likely be pushed back because of the time needed to make repairs. 651 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Arrow Exterminating. Business or residential, inside and out, let Arrow take care of all of your pest control needs. Call Arrow, 888-GO-ARROW, or online, arrowexterminators.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, talking with my friend Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins. Angelo, how are things going?
Well, Sean, we're open for business both at the 2204 Government Street location and online at mobilebaycoins.com. Our philosophy of building friendships and earning trust has always been our top priority, and we continue to make it so. We're dedicated to giving you the best price here locally, whether you're buying or selling your gold or silver.
So folks can still come by?
Sure they can come by. We're following the appropriate guidelines for everyone's safety, and we're keeping our original hours of 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 until about 2. You could also make an appointment online or by calling 725-1590. We're also reminding folks, shop locally online at mobilebaycoins.com. We've got thousands of items in our eBay store, and there are special occasions that are happening every single day.
Yes, they are, and it's so important to support hometown businesses right now. Let's ensure our local economy is booming again by supporting each other.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
Good morning, everyone. From the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, we've got a great ride again across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne downtown, Government Pleasant Valley, back onto the interstate, Dauphin, Spring Hill, and Airport, heading northbound up towards Pritchard and Saraland. We're clear. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in. Still offering delivery through the waiter app. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. Enjoy their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
653 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert Dr. Bill Williams with us as well on this first day of hurricane season. And talking to you as well on the text line at 343-0106. And Jeff Sessions out this morning calling for an end to the, let's see how he terms it here. and calls for an end to politically correct response to looting and violence. Let's talk more about that, and he'll do it with us coming up at 8:05. And so that's happening in just a little over an hour here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, go to the website, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things, top news stories of the day. They're on the front page always when you open up fmtalk1065.com. Mobile's mayor and police chief speak to the crowds at the downtown protest. We'll have audio from that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, the minor clash after tear gas shot into the crowd as protesters were blocking the I-10 ramp. And minor damage to one police car. That's that baseball bat into the passenger side window you've probably seen by now. Also, the United States heading into a new week shaken by violence and the pandemic. Remember, the fight against COVID is still going on, and we'll have those numbers when we come back after top of the hour news. Also, five things that maybe you need to know. There's five is just the beginning of this. If you try to encapsulate the weekend in news, there were protests in at least 75 cities over the weekend. Somebody said 141, mm-hmm. but those might include towns, but 75 major cities. Curfews have been put in place in 40 cities and counting as the National Guard's been activated in at least 17 states. There have been calls to do that here in Alabama. That has not happened yet. Not every protest turned violent or ended with fires, looting, and vandalism. In some places, like Flint, Michigan, police marched arm in arm with the protesters. In other cities, however, things did escalate. There's been particularly surprising reaction to journalists by police, with several incidents of police arresting, pepper spraying, or even attacking the crews covering the protest. We'll talk more about that as well. While it's almost impossible to get any definitive numbers, police have made approximately 4,100 arrests, and there have been at least five people killed now over the last, I'd say, six nights of the protests that have turned into riots. Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who killed George Floyd, has been charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter as of Friday night. The three other police officers who were with him did nothing to stop him, and they have now been let go. They've been fired, not been arrested, but fired, right, at this point. The county medical examiner there in Minneapolis says the causes of Floyd's death are, quote, combined effects of Floyd's being restrained by police, underlying health conditions, and any potential intoxicants in the system. And while social media is in our eyes and ears and everything that's happening with the protest, as always, is also a major source of misinformation, okay? I got a running list of hoaxes. We'll go through this next hour because the things I saw that popped up on the Twitter feed yesterday, some of them are just straight hoaxes. Some of them are editing, taking one part of a video and not the whole thing. Believe me, there's enough to be upset about as it is. We just need to make sure we're looking at true.
Right.
We're looking at facts here. And believe me, there's a bunch of ridiculousness coming out now.
And it's times like these when misinformation travels quickest.
Yes, it does.
I believe.
Yes, it does. So we'll run through those as well coming up next hour. All right. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. We're glad you're here. Headlines from WKRG next.